Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
The first round of the NBA draft last night, the first of two nights this year. The Cleveland Cavaliers not among the first 30 teams picking their top overall selections, but there were no surprises for the number one team overall, the Dallas Mavericks, and who they were picking at top of the draft.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
Felt like we've known that for over a month since the lottery, and I still think Nico Harrison had the opportunity to do the funniest possible thing last night in making like a huge package for that pick.
No, that wouldn't have been funny at all. I think that would have...
Does he escape Dallas that night if he does that?
I don't want to talk about death or anything like that, but I don't know if it would have been
that.
Good. I know that, but well, how was he going to not escape Dallas? Were they going to hold him hostage like they did... DeAndre Jordan back in the day during the free agency period.
That
who was the
wild.
One that they accused?
Kurt
was
Russell.
It? Did they accuse Mark Cuban of driving around and crying?
Yes.
And Mark Cuban like went after one of the reporters about it?
That was the heyday of NFL
Mark
offseason.
Stein was
or
that
NBA
was,
offseason.
That, yes, yeah. It was incredible. Mark Cuban driving around downtown Dallas, streets empty, crying over DeAndre Jordan. There is one thing though. I think Cooper Flagg has a chance to expose to some of us. Not like John Fant of college basketball is his life. And there's a few guys here who watch a lot of college basketball. But I think that he has a chance to expose just how little people are watching college basketball now. Because I was listening to Brian Windhorst, and he was having some people on. Jonathan Givony was on there talking about Cooper Flagg and how big he is physically, that he has a more mature body than an 18-year-old would have, that he's more physically ready to get into this league with grown men who have been in pro work programs, workout scenarios than most a lot of guys going into the league. And I'm thinking, man, if he comes in here, and it's hard to dominate from day one, but if he comes in here and looks dominant after half a season, this is an American college basketball player that played at Duke. That's as high level as it gets. But I don't think a lot of people could pick him out of a lineup. And I think there's a lot of people who hold themselves as real sports fans, Jason, who they probably don't recognize. If he walked into a room because he's tall, they would know that this guy's definitely an athlete and a basketball player.
Right.
But if they just saw a picture of him, I don't think that they'd really know. And well, he has a chance to change the league.
They'll know him in October, November, December.
Yes.
They're going to know him.
Feels like the last college superstar he might have had was Zion, who also played at Duke.
And then that thing went to pot.
Yeah.
I mean, he still has a chance. He's got to start liking to play basketball again. Has to take his life seriously.
I saw a tweet that said that the theory for Zion may be that he needs to get traded to a city like the one that our number 5 pick went to last night.
With the 5th pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
Now, Bailey had been reportedly kind of altering his stock a little bit with certain teams, and apparently the Jazz were not among his radar of teams that he thought he was going to go to, that he wanted to go to, but this is his reality now.
Audio courtesy ESPN. So we didn't get a chance to talk a lot about this young man. It was rumored that he was tanking meetings and workouts to move to where he wanted to go. Now, as time went on, they put more of that on the agent, saying it was his agent trying to manipulate things, that he wanted to be anywhere between, what was it, New York and Atlanta.
Washington. Oh.
East Coast.
Brooklyn, like Brooklyn, New York, and Washington were his top.
Okay, but he wanted to be like more East Coast.
Yeah.
And he ended up...
Utah is not on the East Coast.
Picked by Utah.
He was quoted as saying some very nice things about the Jazz. I know the guys have lied about their liking of teams before, but it wasn't like with Colin Murray Boyles where was caught actively saying a censored word on television.
I thought
it seemed
for a second
like
you were going to say it.
No, but it seems like he had a lot of good things to say, but it's a very weird situation in Utah. I told you their top two players, just guys they poached from the Cavs within the last couple of years.
It's a good opportunity for him.
It really is. But man, you are not going to mess with Adam Silver's league. It's not going to happen.
Well, I just think, I mean, there's been countless examples.
Get ready
examples.
To learn Utah, buddy, there's to speak it.
There's countless examples of teams that ignore the wishes of players who say, don't take this, of agents, I should say, who say, don't take this guy here. And they do it anyway. And oftentimes it works out fine.
I'm going to take you to a team that no player should go to here. But this is another Duke top prospect along with Cooper Flagg.
All right.
With the fourth pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets select Con Knipl from Duke University.
Did you see how many brothers? I did not realize that Con Knipl and his huge family had that many brothers, all with the same number of K names of this family.
You give me, you thinking the same thing I'm thinking, Owen, when we hear that?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure. You got to be careful how you're saying that last name, bud. It's not dumpable, I'm just saying.
We got to be careful with the middle name. We don't know any of the middle names.
Moving on there, bud. He's got like six different brothers there that I saw up there.
I think it was he has four other brothers.
Then
yes.
Who are the other people?
His brothers, Kager, Kinson, Cash, and Kid.
He's got a
Kager.
He's got a brother named Kager.
K A G E R.
Kager.
Keeger?
Yeah, maybe Keeger. I'm not sure.
K A G E R.
I'm pretty sure the other ones. Kinston, Cash, and Kid.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't name your kid Kager. I mean, you can, but I just wouldn't do it.
Their parents, Shari and Khan Sr.
Is that with a K or with a C?
Shari's with a C, Khan's with a K.
So they had to name all their kids with a K?
Yeah. Is that? I mean, I know you obviously didn't do that with your kids.
Oh, we did.
Kids.
We have all A's.
Okay, you have all A's. I feel like I can't do that when I have
you
a kid at some point.
You think I had control?
No,
I didn't name my kids.
They're your children. You didn't name him?
No.
I got two out of three.
I'm already wrestling with something with my mother right now. She wants me to name one of my kids Chet if I have a boy.
You're going to have children soon.
I think she's got more problems
than not that I know of.
You're going to name them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What?
I tagged Owen in. He hit the rocker dropper, and it's 1, 2, 3.
Mitch didn't even hear
him. I'm missing. I'm completely
don't
hear what you said.
Don't happens, worry about man. It, Mitch. Don't you worry
that's how
about
it. Happens.
It. Don't you worry about
you
it.
You think you're in the match, then all of a sudden, Frankensteiner out of nowhere.
Jesus, poor Mitch.
Over there with my chain
poor
mail.
Mitch.
Telling you about the math.
I'm going to get Mitch off the hook.
Go ahead.
We did all A's. We did the, because my wife's an A. And we named all the kids A's.
You're a real A sometimes, too.
So. We didn't do any of that. I just thought names that sounded cool to me, and that's what it was. There was two out of three that I named. And you want me to tell you the names?
Sure.
You want to guess which one name the one I didn't name. You ready? Axel, Eli, Jonah. Which one did I not name, Jason?
Well, I know you named Axel. I will say Jonah.
Exactly. I did not name Jonah.
Poor kid.
You kind of went with the A thing, though. You Axel, Eli, you kind of had that A
e
sounding name.
E is with an E.
I'm aware of that, but it's the same phonetic sound.
No, E is an E.
I think it is. Axel, Eli, Jonah, that's different.
Okay.
A, E, J.
Yeah.
Those are three different things.
I understand that, but the first two are sounding similar. I think they sound the same.
So the Knipls have like eight kids.
This is a crash.
This and
is
burn.
A crash right now.
And burn. So the Knipls have like what, eight kids or four kids?
At this point,
I'm not even sure.
Even
doing that. Power rank the sounds that Mitch thinks are all the same.
Poor Mitch.
You're on the dock, guys. Choose them.
Those are your sounds.
What was that? What was the
same.
Last one there?
You got any more stories over there for us?
I got a few of them here.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty glad he's up in Mackinac right now and not listening.
Oh, hell yeah. Early. Oh, God. I hope he doesn't have cell phone reception up there. Old man ain't going to be happy.
Got a few of them here. This is from 95.7 The Game, San Francisco yesterday. Larry Bear, talking, the CEO of the Giants, talking about the possibility of honoring one of the Giants legends here very soon.
Yeah, certainly Barry's deserving of a statue, and you know, I would say it should be next up. And we don't have the exact location, the exact date, the exact timing, but Barry's around a lot more recently and this year and last year as well. He has great relationships, you know, across the team. It's coming. All yeah. I can say is it's coming.
Home run king, Barry Bonds, finally getting a statue.
I like this. I really do. I know that he was seen as a cantankerous. Jason, you're older than me. But, like, I read a lot of Gene Wojciechowski where I think Gene Wojciechowski really had it in for him.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was, you know, I was young.
He was the only one.
Yeah, oh, I know that. But I was young, and he wasn't nice to the media. And I know that there was the one time they basically cornered him on that picnic table. And he's like, all right, you got me. You've finally done it to me. Like, you could tell he's about to just take out a baseball bat and start swinging at everybody like he was in a corn video. I think this is nice. I know that he was basically the biggest villain in sports for a couple of years, for a number of years. To see everybody kind of drop their weapons and look at it and go, hey, man, you know, yeah, I know, cream, clear, Balco, that whole thing, but it wasn't like Major League Baseball was really coming after you that hard during it. It's entertaining. There were people canoeing out there in the bay. The statues are for fans.
Yes.
And these things are for fans. And if that fan base loves Barry Bonds, and God bless them, I'm glad they get their statue. Yeah. I'm glad that they have a good... Fans should be able to enjoy their favorite players. God bless them. I'm glad that it's going well, and I'm glad he's got a statue.
That's it for about last night.
Like, it's the same thing we talk about, like, when it came to, like, there's always, like, well, you know, if so-and-so leave, like, the Nick Chubb thing. When Nick was a free agent, like, we had people calling in here, if he ends up with Pittsburgh, I'm like, no, come on, guys. Like, no. And we probably don't have to worry about that.
What?
But it's
finish,
like,
the sentence. If he winds up with Pittsburgh,
like,
what?
They're going to hate him.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had callers calling and saying that. And I'm like, well, it would bother me. It would certainly bother me if he went to Pittsburgh and did well. But it's like, hey, man, I think about these things 20 years from now. It was the same thing with, and I know Kyrie is Kyrie, but when he was really showing his ass on the way out the door, I'm like, I don't want to do this, guys. I want, in 20 years, I want everybody to be able to enjoy that time. Come on out, do the double hand wave when they do the spotlight on you, wave to the crowd, all the crowd waves back. Like, that's what I want for all this
stuff.
Next
year is the 10-year anniversary of that.
Goes by like that.
It really does.
1.3 million people at that parade. I remember it like it was yesterday. Kenny Kidd handing out adult diapers to everybody.
Seriously?
Yeah, he did. They were taking them. They were like, thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.